This self-proclaimed alpha male TikToker now claims he's broke after, I guess, lying and flexing a little bit too much on social media. So it would appear that the kick streamer and TikToker is now running out of luck after claiming he won't be able to repay the thousands of pounds it cost to extradite him back to the UK after he spent nearly a year on the run. So obviously we're talking about HS Tiki Taki, and the dude essentially fled the country, wouldn't return for about a year, and then the UK government had to fly him back. I guess this is how inept this guy is. But while he might have avoided jail time for his completely avoidable car crash back in March of 2024, he's still not off the hook for the consequences that came with that. And not to mention, he's currently spending most of his time streaming himself gambling online with more money than he allegedly owes, and has stated himself that he'll be running a roulette strategy course that promises high returns.
Is that 36,000? Is that 36,000? How much was that? 61,000?
What could explain this, by the way, is like a lot of these gambling streamers are actually completely broke and play with house money and essentially are paid to be actors and have a crazy reaction when they win big. Now, I have no clue if this is the case with HS Tiki Taki's deal or not, but obviously there's a lot of rich gambling creators and there's a lot of financially struggling gambling creators. But a gambling course is just a whole new level of degeneracy and desperation from HS over here.
You are guaranteed to make a minimum of £30,000 a month, minimum. All I need you to do is send $150 minimum deposit to my address. Once you've sent that, you are locked. You're getting one-to-one mentoring with me and the rest of my team. I'm gonna show you how to maximize your game. I'm gonna show you strategies you didn't even know on the roulette board.
What? I don't think it's possible to be a more obvious grifter. Like, this guy is straight up scamming if he's actually doing this. Unfortunately, casinos are businesses that need to make money, and they're not charities, so this will not pan out for the person who's buying his gambling course for $150. Also, if there was some like new method to guarantee you 30 grand a month, you know, all the bot farms would be all over that. So, I mean, at this point, if you are dumb enough to give this man money for the hopes of 30 grand a month? That's on you, dude. Hey, who knows? I would call that a stupid tax, but I feel like the dude is currently speedrunning another charge with these income claims. Or, well, no, he most definitely is preying on his impressionable fans to get some extra gambling money. Either way, though, we covered HS Tiki Taki and his recent scandals just barely 2 months ago, where he was being accused of glassing a man in the neck in Spain, amongst other things. Like, this is... that's a crazy charge as well. So many people go throughout life without, you know, even 1% of the charges this guy has faced. It's actually surprisingly easy to go through life without, you know, wrecking a car and leaving your friend on the side of the road and fleeing the country and going to Spain and glassing someone in the neck. Those are very simple things to avoid. Maybe not for a self-proclaimed alpha male, though. That might be hard. But while there hasn't been too much news regarding the alleged glassing, Harrison is still in hot water regarding the car crash that he fled the scene on back in March of 2024. The dude apparently has a real habit of fleeing, you know, because he can't take any accountability for his own actions. But since the start of his online career, Harrison, or HS Tiki Taki, has been a polarizing character, to say the least.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Rory. Where are you from?
Rory, I'm from Thailand. Where are you from?
He's been coined by the internet as like the Dollar General version of Andrew Tate, since most of his content revolves around flexing a bunch of different cars, regurgitating the same talking points, and being extremely hypocritical. So you have all of that, and then him also just genuinely acting like a pretentious moron. But I made plenty of videos in the past where I've gone way more into depth on what's happened. But the most important detail that you need to know from the accident in March 2024, which I keep referencing, see, almost 2 years ago, Harrison made headlines after crushing a rented purple McLaren, kind of like a soda can. How, you may ask? Oh, by losing control on a straightaway and ramming it directly into another car. Apparently, the dude is heavy-footed and has no idea how to drive. Thankfully, no one was, like, seriously injured. I think the person who was most hurt was one of his close friends who was sitting next door to him. Not next door. In the passenger seat of his car. And, of course, he abandoned him on the side of the road. Because, you know, there's nothing like crashing the car with your friend in it than fleeing the scene, leaving your friend on the side of the road in pain. And obviously, Harris and his friends, they're no strangers to drumming up drama for clicks. And honestly, there was a lot of people who thought this was all for clicks somehow, because he wasn't getting charged with anything until he was. So formal charges were brought on him, and then he started making a whole bit of like, no, I'm not coming back. I'm not going to the UK, because obviously he fled the country. He went straight to Dubai. And he bounced around from Dubai to Qatar, and I think to Spain as well. But obviously, he was actually wanted by the UK, even though a lot of people thought it was a joke at first. His mugshot went super viral, and he was essentially just on the run from the UK for a whole minute. And by a whole minute, I mean pretty much a year. Because he was expected to appear in court in November of 2024, but never showed up. He also apparently said that he never was made aware of the court date. But I have to assume that he knew that he was in trouble at the very least. So I don't know what he's thinking there.
I'm in talks now with like the lawyers and the police now that I'm aware that I needed to go back. I wasn't actually aware that I had a court date.
But obviously, as I mentioned earlier, he bounced around from Dubai to Qatar to Spain.
But Harrison failed to appear in courts for 12 months after the crash, traveling to Dubai, Thailand and Spain, where he continued to make social media content the court previously heard.
Oh, my God. No. No. Actually, no.
Listen, Shan?
No. Get that away from me.
Oi, I've got something to say.
What?
I'm never getting in a car with you again, bro.
Yeah, because you drive like an absolute inactive, untrustable maniac.
Honestly,
trust.
Oi, I will say, bro, sorry, innit?
Like, yeah.
Nah, for
trust.
Real. Like, trust on
absolute.
The activeness of that apology, bro.
Please. Yeah, come on now.
Almost a year. He posted about, you know, places like Dubai, Qatar, showing off his new Lamborghinis that are totally not rented. And of course, HS just continued lying for attention. He posted a fake mugshot. He pretended to be an Essex while he was clearly in Qatar. And then he was turning himself in tomorrow. And obviously, he kept running his mouth about how none of this was a big deal, that he didn't actually crash the car, and so on and so on. He, according to him, he was not the driver. But obviously, he kept posting casually like it was any other day. More supercars, more random flexing of his luxury lifestyle. And the dude is just a serial liar. Like, the McLaren, he claimed he bought it. That was rented. It seems like all the cars he was using in Dubai and Qatar, they were also rented. So I wonder if you got any sick photos on Instagram of the private jet that he had to be extradited back on the UK on. He would just have to, you know, crop out the handcuffs from the picture. Because obviously, he's a public figure. He can't run forever. But I guess while he was in Spain last August, it was alleged that Harrison got into an altercation at a nightclub and actually glassed a man in the neck so brutally they had to be rushed to the hospital. Which is just insane. I covered the story when it first broke, and multiple news sources have cited him as one of the people involved. But there hasn't really been any official, like, legal follow-up that I could find beyond him being extradited back to the UK. And believe it or not, for some reason, authorities thought the best way to get him back to the UK was on a private jet. Like, imagine crashing a supercar, then running from the law for over a year, and when you're finally caught, they charter a private jet for you instead of the cheapest seat possible on EasyJet. That's what he deserves. But as we know, governments love spending taxpayer money on the dumbest stuff imaginable. So I guess it's the PJ that has a lot of the UK taxpayers pissed off completely, since Harrison says he will not be able to pay the money back it cost him to bring him back to the UK, which is most likely BS, I would hope at least, since one could assume that he's been making good money as he flexes so much. But also, who knows, as he might actually be broke like he claims. That could explain the stupid gambling course. But I mean, the PJ still does not make sense unless they think he's a danger to the public. But come on. Like, I guess a good chunk of his content is him boasting about his fighting skills and then, you know, getting into awkward street fights with other TikTokers. But if they actually believe he's a danger to the public, I have some land on Jupiter to sell them. But what didn't go his way were the charges that he pleaded guilty to on October 24th. For dangerous driving and driving without insurance, and that ended up landing him with a suspended prison sentence, meaning that he's not out of the woods just yet. So essentially, he got 30 days of rehabilitation, 3 months of an electronically monitored curfew, and 300 hours of unpaid work, which I guess is like volunteer hours or something like that. And he's disqualified from driving for about 2 years, which after that, he then has to take an extended driving test, which he definitely needs. And by suspended, I guess it just means if he messes up any of the terms of his probation, that 12-month prison sentence then starts. But I guess the most, like, interesting part of this whole situation came during his court hearing a week ago, when Harrison claimed that he wouldn't be able to afford to pay back the £17,000 that they were asking him for legal costs or for the extradition costs of bringing him back to the UK. And, you know, that's kind of funny because he's been streaming since, and most of it's been gambling with a lot more money that he says that he doesn't have for the jet costs. And they're not even asking him for the total cost. Apparently, they initially tried to reclaim £28,000, but then Judge Julie Cooper only ordered Harrison to pay £9,270 in prosecution costs and £8,000 in police costs, bringing the total bill to about £17,000. And she said, in quote, "I'm going to give him 6 months to pay this, and if there's a problem with that, he's going to have to come back and explain why." And honestly, he might have some explaining to do, you know, since he's been posting videos himself, claiming he has a foolproof roulette strategy that will earn him $30,000 a month guaranteed.
You are guaranteed to make a minimum of £30,000 a month, minimum. All I need you to do is send $150 USD. Once you've sent that, you are locked.
Okay, dude, whatever. So I guess all you have to do is send him $150 and you're locked. I'm sure the courts would love to know how many people, if anyone, sent him $150 if he attempts to claim that he's broke, though. I am hoping that people are wise enough to not send him $150 for a guaranteed $30,000 a month strategy. I mean, that is just so stupid. But either way, as we mentioned earlier, he's been hitting these like gambling bonuses for amounts as crazy as 60,000 live on stream. And obviously he was jumping around and squealing with joy there. Again, I don't know if he's playing with house money and he actually doesn't get that and he's just acting, or if that's actually his money to keep. Who knows? Every gambling deal is structured differently. But regardless, he's still posting himself with new bedazzled Gucci jackets, which apparently cost him another £2,100. So again, he's just another case of just because you have a little bit of money doesn't mean that you're smart nor have any taste. But regardless, money seems to be one of his last concerns, at least in his public-facing persona. But if anything, I'd be worried about the fact that he's promising people and kids, because you know there's a young audience that watches him, the fact that he can earn them $30,000 a month in gambling for a small investment of $150. Like, this just seems like something that one would want to hold him accountable for when it inevitably fails. So, I mean, I'm definitely curious to see if anything comes from that, or if he can't help himself and breaks the terms of his probation and lands himself right back into the UK prison for a year. One thing is for sure, though, and that is that Harrison has been gambling heavily. Whether it is to pay back legal costs or continue his lifestyle or prove to his fans that he can still make some money, or if it's just to earn money off of referring fans into these gambling sites. Who knows? But either way, he's canceling all of his plans to just sit there and gamble on stream. So it'll definitely be interesting to see where all of this leads him. But either way, promising his fans that he can make them $30,000 a month for $150 of an investment, that is beyond pathetic. And if he's actually doing this, he's 100% a scammer. But other than that, I don't think that's anything new. So I'll see you guys next video.